From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says a high-ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in Seoul and is under government protection. The spokesman said Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a desire for South Korean democracy, and because of concern over his children's future. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey is set to release 38,000 prisoners in an apparent move to make space for thousands of people arrested as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
In a tweet Wednesday, Justice Minister Bekki Bozdar announced the release of the prisoners sanctioned by a government decree under the current emergency rule. No reason was given for the early release, but in a statement, an official said only non-violent prisoners would be freed and they would remain under supervision. Nearly 20,000 people have been arrested since last month's coup attempt. Human rights groups in Turkey have claimed the prisons are so overcrowded that detainees are being forced to sleep in shifts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengay, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following fighting in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to journalists in Nairobi Wednesday while in town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. This is VOA News. Now this from the Associated Press. The U.S. Olympic Committee says two American swimmers were taken off their flight from Brazil by local authorities amid an investigation into a reported robbery involving Ryan Lochte and his teammates. USOC spokesman Patrick Sandusky said Wednesday night, Jack Conger and Gunnar Benz were removed from their flight to the United States by Brazilian authorities. Lochte's father told the Associated Press earlier that his son had arrived back in the United States. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made changes to the leadership of his campaign. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer. He promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to be campaign manager. The campaign says the shakeup does not affect the role of campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, was not impressed by the changes in his campaign.
He can hire and fire anybody he wants from his campaign. They can make him read new words from a teleprompter. But he is still the same man who insults Gold Star families, demeans women, mocks people with disabilities, and thinks he knows more about ISIS than our generals.
Hillary Clinton campaigned Wednesday in Cleveland, Ohio. Vice President Joe Biden warned the Kosovo government of what he called the cancer of corruption Wednesday during his first visit to the Balkans since 2009. He said corruption jeopardizes everything Kosovo hopes to achieve, hopes to become, and hopes for its future.
We talked about the necessary steps that lie ahead for Kosovo and how the United States may be able to be of continued support and help in that march toward progress.
After talks with Kosovar President Hashim Thaci in Pristina, Biden traveled south and dedicated a road to his son Bo, who died of brain cancer last year. That was the sound as hundreds of people marched through the city of Beni in the Democratic Republic of Congo, protesting government inaction against rebels suspected of killing at least 50 people in a weekend attack. There are reports that several people were killed in the demonstration. The head of a local rights organization says police used live ammunition to disperse the protesters and arrested several of them. The United States expressed concern about North Korea's nuclear activity that would allow it to produce enough plutonium for one bomb each year. An announcement by North Korea confirms what the intelligence community has been saying. The Yongbyong nuclear complex is in activity.
That's the latest world news from VOA.